For a couple of weeks, we've been challenging listeners with a contest, just for laughs, or at the very least, just for a slight grin. It's called Another Thing Considered, and the mastermind behind it is contest queen Lenore Scanese. Hi, Lenore.
Hey there, Robert.
And what have you got for us this week?
Well, this week's contest came from an idea I got online about doggy weight loss.
Yes, you mentioned last week a story about a 77-pound dachshund named Obi, who has his own weight loss blog as his owner tries to help him lose 40 pounds.
Correct. Well, we asked our clever listeners to come up with the name of the first best-selling diet book for dogs.
And how did the listeners respond?
Well, there was a bit of a pack mentality in the answers. One that kept coming up over and over, I'm not sure I can say on the air. Can I whisper it? I'm like the dog diet book whisperer.
I'm sure that's not going to work on the air. You'll just have to say it, Lenore.
Okay, it's the South Beach Diet.
Aha, as in South Beach Diet.
Yes, of course. Followed by a couple of other very popular entries like Rin Tin Thin, From Bow to Wow, and Eat This Not... Can you guess?
Eat this, not cat.
Exactly, exactly. A variation was eat this, bury that. And a lot of people sent in Slim Dog Millionaire, which doesn't totally make sense, but I like it.
I like that, too.
Yeah, and there were several Lassie entries.
Lassie come home.
Thinner. It's like Timmy got an internship at Vogue. And there was also Lessie. And a lot of riffs on different breeds, like the Labrador's Dilemma, Whip It Into Shape.
Mm-hmm.
The Real Slim Sheltie, Beagles Without Cream Cheese.
I like that one. And someone must have sent in French Poodles Don't Get Fat.
Oui, they did. And there were a lot of wiener dog jokes that I won't repeat.
Thanks especially for that. So who gets the top honor for clever entry this week?
First runners up. There's Ben Pagel of Stamford, Connecticut. He sent in 1.38-minute abs. That's 8-minute abs in dog years.
That's very good.
Erica Yin of Miami Beach sent Chicken Byproducts Again. A Dog's Guide to Helping Their Owners Pick Healthier Food. And the rather plaintive, If I'm Smart Enough to Catch a Frisbee, Why Can't I Lose Weight? By Connie Caldwell of San Antonio, Texas.
This is a high standard if those are the runners-up. Winner for Best First Dog Diet Book Ever.
The winner this week is... Alan Edwards of McLean, Virginia, who was the first to send in the simple classic title, Avoid the Pounds.
The Pounds. Very catchy. And what does Mr. Edwards, for being so clever with his dog catcher reference there, win?
He gets an authentic, one-of-a-kind, all-things-considered mug.
So what is the next Another Thing Considered challenge to our listeners?
Well, Robert, researchers have found a 6,500-year-old human jawbone with a tooth in it that shows traces of beeswax. They think it might have been a very early form of dentistry, someone filling a cavity.
This is very good. All references to dentists, I believe, generate extreme listener interest.
That's what I was hoping. Well, I was racking my brain for a dentistry contest.
And we're asking the listeners to open wide and...
Send us the name of the first prehistoric toothpaste. That's the Another Thing question. Come up with the name of the world's oldest toothpaste.
Well, you've heard, Lenore. To play this game... Enter your answers to Another Thing at npr.org by Wednesday noon Eastern Time.
And the winner gets another NPR mug. So enter at anotherthing@npr.org.
Thank you, Lenore.
Thanks, Robert.
And so long until next Monday when we learn the results. Contest Queen Lenore Scanese.
You're listening to All Things Considered.